I'm an addict. My name's John.
Hey, John.
Hey, John.
You know, I want to start by thanking this committee for having enough faith in me, asking me to come here today. You know, like having enough faith in me that I'm going to come here, you know, and share the Narcotics Anonymous message of recovery with you guys. My topic is we do recover. You know that's a good topic because really, you know, thinking about it, look, I'm not a big fan of like going through like war stories and shit like that. So, you know, this is a good topic for me because that's not what I'm up here to talk about. You know, I want to thank like, you know, there's some people in this room that, you know, like, look, I was here for some years, you know, quite a while back. And, you know, when I came back in this room, like, there wasn't a whole lot of people still around, you know, but like some of them are in this room today, you know, and, you know, like they didn't even need to say anything. Just them being here, like, showed me that this thing works. You know what I mean? So, like, look, when it comes to like we do recover, you know, like I'm going to start probably, like I came into this program when I was 19, you know, I was thinking about this, I don't know, last week at some point. But, you know, I came in, like, very much disconnected from society. Like, I was clueless, hopeless, unemployable. Like, you know, all that stuff that, you know, some of us come in here with. You know, and I was thinking about, like, and I hadn't thought about this in some time. Like, you know, I was in, like, this extended treatment. I got out after 4 months. You know, and I can remember, like, going home to my parents' house. And, you know, I woke up the next morning, and, you know, I'm like, I'm going to make myself some cereal, right? So, you know, I start eating this cereal, and it's like, this doesn't taste right, right? Like, I forgot that you put milk in cereal, right? Like, I put water in cereal. Like, who the fuck forgets that you put milk in cereal, right? But, like, look, like, I was so disconnected from society. And you know what? Like, even coming back this time, you know, and I joke about it sometimes, but, like, you know, if you look in my refrigerator, I have, like, water, coffee, like, ketchup, mustard. Like, you know, and it's funny because, like, this week I'm like, look, I'm finally going to go grocery shopping. So I went grocery shopping, and I'm like, look, I'm sick of gaining all this weight. You know, I'm going to get some fruit and stuff like that. So I come home, and I have these apples and oranges. You know, and I was on the phone with my sponsor, and I'm asking him, I'm like, do you put apples and oranges in the refrigerator? Like, you know what I mean? Like I forgot how to live. Like, you know, I came here, you know, like caught up in an illusion that like somehow drugs made things better, that somehow drugs, you know, made me do things better. And, you know, it's kind of like the complete opposite happened, you know? So, you know, I came home from this treatment center, and you know what? Like, I've done some amazing things clean. Like, things that, you know, I never thought that I was capable of. You know, like, and, you know, I talk about this often, like my high school diploma, really, that belongs to my mother. You know, when I was clean, like, I got a college degree. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I remember, like, you know, like, I didn't go to the graduation ceremony, but I remember, like, the day that degree came in the mail, you know, and I remember, like, me and my mother looking at that, like, you know, and crying, because it was, like, I didn't think I was capable of that, you know what I mean? But, like, in recovery, like, I showed myself, like, look, like, I'm the type of person, like, I like to prove points, and I like to do things that people tell me I can't do, you know what I mean? Like, if you tell me to go right, I'm going to figure out a way that I can go left. You know, if you tell me this won't work, I'm going to sit there and try to figure out a way that it will work. You know, that's just like kind of like the oppositional thinking that comes with like me being an addict. You know, and, you know, like when I identify as an addict, you know, like I'm talking about so much more than just the drugs. You know, like the way I think and my behaviors. You know, so like coming into recovery, you know, like I had to realize that, you know, if when I identify as an addict, I'm talking about much more than the drugs, then you know what? Like, my recovery needs to be, like, you know, much more than just not taking drugs, you know? Because, like, my addiction, it will have me thinking, like, you know, you can get involved in this situation, you know, and you'll be all right. Or, you know, like, it has me thinking, like I said, like, this real, like, oppositional thinking, you know, which ultimately, you know, if I listen to that stuff, you know, it's probably going to take me back to using. You know what I mean? Like, I had to gain some awareness for, like the thoughts that bounce around in my head that aren't rational. You know what I mean? Like, the other day, we were at work, and I kind of work up on this, like, pretty high up in this building, and, you know, like, we're looking out, and the one woman's like, you know, you can tell the snow's melting, and, like, the river was getting high, and, you know, it's kind of like the first thought that bounced in my head, and it's kind of crazy, like, I'm like, wow, well, I could rob that store and have a boat on that river as a getaway. You know what I mean? Like, my thinking just goes there. You know, like, I'll case banks, like, when I walk in there. I've never robbed a bank in my life, by the way, but... You know, it's kind of like that's where my thinking goes. You know what I mean? I think, you know, like, we as addicts, I think, you know, we think a lot differently than, like, you know, the rest of the earth people. You know, like, another example of that, you know, I was at work the other day, and, you know, I work in, like, a teaching hospital, so we get a lot of, like, students and interns and things like that. You know, we had one there this week. And, you know, she's sitting there and she's talking about, like, you know, all this crazy stuff and about how she's fucked up, you know. And everybody else sitting there is probably thinking, like, you know, this woman's out of her mind, right? But you know what I'm thinking? I'm like, wow, she looks good. You know what I mean? Like, you know, that's like where my mind goes. Like, look, you know, and I've said this before, like, you know, people can hear what I was thinking. You know, like, I'd probably be committed sometimes. You know, like, I think some crazy things. You know what I mean? But, like, look, and, you know, I think a lot of us think that stuff, you know, but, like, you know, I'm not scared to come up here and talk about that stuff, you know? So, like, I had to gain some awareness of, like, you know, how, like, my thought process works. Because, like I said, if I start listening to that shit, you know, next thing you know, I'm going to be out doing the same stuff I did that got me here. And you know what? Like, my addiction will have me believe that it has nothing to do with getting high. You know? Like, that's how it works for me. You know? Because you know what? If I start letting myself start thinking messed up, you know, next thing you know, I start acting fucked up. You know what I mean? So, you know, basically, too, you know, like, one of the worst decisions I've ever made in my life, I made clean. You know, like, having some years clean and, you know, like, having that addiction creep back into my mind and, you know, it had me convinced that, like, you know, I could just use for a few days. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of times we talk about decisions we made, you know, when we were getting high, but you know what? For me, like, looking back on it, like, you know, like, I let that thing creep back in there. You know what I mean? And I made the decision, you know, to pick that stuff up again. You know, and really, like, you know, like, looking at it, that's probably, like, one of the most detrimental decisions I've ever made in my life. And you know what? I made that decision clean. You know what I mean? So that tells me today that, you know what? It doesn't matter, like, how long we're around here. Like, you know, because before, like, I disconnected from everybody. You know, and I started hanging out with, like, you know, normal people. And then next thing you know, I started thinking I was normal. And, you know, that's not the case. You know what? Then people found out real quick that I wasn't normal when I started using. You know what I mean? Like, everybody who I had as friends, like, they weren't addicts. They didn't want to be around John. Like, he's out of his fucking mind. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I had a lot of messed up behaviors when I was out there, you know? And you know what? That's, like, the big thing that, you know, I try to remember today is, like, you know what? Like, I really pay attention to what I'm doing. You know? Like, I'm not trying to act like an idiot. You know what I mean? And that could mean all kinds of different things. You know what I mean? You know, like, some other things I had to do, you know, I got a sponsor real quick. You know, I went without a sponsor when I was clean before for, God, I don't know, I went for some years. You know what I mean? So, like, you know, I got a sponsor real quick, you know, when I came back. I think I got him, like, within a few days. You know, it was actually somebody I was in treatment with, like, you know, 16 years ago. You know, so, you know, and I have a good relationship with him, you know, and that's important in here, like, building relationships with people. Like, I mean, that's a huge part to this. You know, like, I had to learn how to, like, like, you know, interact with, like, the public again, man. Because, like, for a long time, like, you know, like, I was stuck in my house. You know, either pacing in my kitchen or, like, you know, being in a coma on this couch, you know. So, like, I had to break some of that stuff. I had to break some of them cycles. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like, there's some people in this room that, like, I hang out with sometimes. And you know what? It's like, you know, like, I want to thank you guys because, like, you know, like, I got a disease that tells me, like, you know, like, I don't need anybody else and I can do this by myself. You know, like, I had to learn how to, like, interact with, like, friends, you know, and do all that stuff all over again. And like I said, I mean, you know, like, I made a lot of progress when I was younger before I relapsed, man, and that shit just went out the window. You know, stuff I had gained, you know, and I'm not talking about, like, materialistic things, but, you know, like self-worth and, you know, all that stuff. Like, you know, I lost that, you know? You know, so, like, you know, I'm real, like, and talking about that, you know, like, I'm real in touch with, like, needing to, like, continue to be involved in this, you know, but at the same time, like, you know, I caution myself about being too involved, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to go out there and get, like, 7,000 commitments, you know what I mean? Like, I'm at my home group every week, you know, like, I'm responsible. You can count on me today, you know, before, like, you really couldn't, you know, a few weeks ago, like, my parents' water tank was leaking, and they called me early on a Saturday morning, and they're like, look, we need you to, like, help us put this in. So, you know, I went up, and I helped them, and, you know, when I was done helping them, my mother was like, you know, if I'd have called you before, like, I'd have been lucky to get a call back by the end of the weekend. You know what I mean? So, like, you know, like, people can count on me today. You know what I mean? And that's, like, making sure that, like, I'm doing the right thing. I mean, that's what, you know, I think that this program's about. You know, it's kind of like me doing the right thing. You know, them steps, I mean, I break it down real simply into, you know, it's like, it's about me doing the right thing, you know? Like, and I've complicated them steps for a long time, but, you know, if you look at, like, what we're trying to do here, you know, it's kind of like doing the right thing. You know what I mean? And that's, like, the thing I strive to do today, you know, is I try to do the right thing. You know, like, as far as, like, look, I didn't have any hobbies when I was, like, you know, getting high. Like I said, I spent a lot of time in my house. You know, before, when I was clean, like, you know, I was caught up in all kinds of different shady things. I mean, not drugs, but you know what? If it was, like, you know, if there's an illegal card game, like, I'm there. You know what I mean? Like, and, you know, like, I don't know if I'm getting, like, older or if I'm, like, you know, just not about that stuff today, but it's kind of like, you know, I like the golf. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know if, like, that means I'm getting old or I'm getting better. You know what I mean? I don't know. But, you know, like, I really try, and you know what? I hate that word, try. I really do, like, you know, worry about doing the right thing. Because, like I said, like, I start doing the wrong thing. And you know what? For somebody like me, if I make the decision to do something messed up today, it's just that much easier to do it messed up tomorrow. You know, like, I call off work one day. It's so much, like, I wake up the next day and say, well, I already called off yesterday. You know, I can call off again today. You know what I mean? Like, you know, and we get caught up in, like, this big, you know, I kind of start to get caught up in this, like, pattern. You know what I mean? And like, I'm aware today of what, you know, a lot of those patterns are. And like I said, you know, it starts with the way I think. Like, that's what, you know, I need to be aware of. Because like I said, you know, the way I think leads to the way I act. So, you know, if I can, like, pay attention to, you know, where this stuff starts, you know what I mean? Like, look, I got a bad neighborhood upstairs. You know what I mean? And basically, I need to be aware that, like, you know, when I start going into that neighborhood, like, I need these big flashing red signs that says, you are fucked up, right? You know what I mean? Like, I need to, like, know that, you know, like, I can't, like, sit there and, like, dress something up and make it sound good that's really not. You know what I mean? So, you know, it talked about, you know, and I know what it says in We Do Recover. You know, it talks about, and, you know, it's like, it talks about all kinds of different stuff. You know, there's some parts in there, you know, like, it talks about, like, there being no model of the recovering addict. you know, and I think that that's pretty important because, you know, like I'm talking about, you know, what I do, but what you do may be something different, you know, and like we all fall short, you know. But, you know, like the big thing I had to do was, you know, get involved. You know, I had to break out of that, like, self-centered, you know, everything's about me, because it's not, you know. You know, I really don't know, you know, what else I'm going to talk about up here, but like I said, you know, I think the important thing that I remember is that, you know, like, I remember where I came from, and I think that that's, like, that's huge, you know, like, I can't forget about that shit. And you know what happens after a while is we start to forget about that stuff, you know what I mean? And I need to like learn to take direction from other people, you know, because for a lot of years, you know, like, and I'm still like this to an extent, you know, like I know it all, you know what I mean? Today, like, I consider myself a knows a lot, you know what I mean? That's like that's like progress for me, you know. But, you know, like, we do recover, you know, and, you know, if you, like, look around this room, there's a lot of people here, you know, and, like, the evidence is all around you, you know what I mean, but, like, I got to be willing to find that, you know. I'm an addict, my name's John, thanks.